Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Ring with the harmony, oh, let it be. Let our rejoicing rise high. Loud as the Georgia. God of our weariness, God of our solitudes, thou who has brought us this far.
Happy Easter, everybody. I know it's been a long time. We've been on the road traveling. We've been stumping for Trump, and we still stumping for Trump. Thank y'all for still keeping up with us, listening to our shows on Saturday. Well, dig this. It's Sunday, and we're about to bring you a brand new show. We're about to bring you the P. Ray Black Excellent Hour. Yes, P. Ray, another strong black conservative out here in the Chicago, Illinois area, hailing from the west side of Chicago. So we're about to tune in and see what Miss P. Ray Ellis has to say, and maybe we might have a little question and answer afterwards. This might be an hour or a 90-minute show. We're doing a test run to see if she likes our network. We got to fill the gap. What's in it for the black people radio has now been terminated. Jimmy Lee Radio Network, Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network is now on the air.
And I'm thrilled to be here in the heart of Georgia to launch our incredible new nationwide grassroots effort. Blacks, think of this, blacks for Trump, black voices for Trump, African Americans for Trump, call it whatever the hell you want, right? We like it. What do you prefer? Blacks for Trump or African Americans for Trump? I think so.
And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas with Black Houses Matter.
I've been listening to WVON about the homeowner's exemption, and I never even thought it applied to me. And I finally called in. I would just encourage people to make sure that they listen to the program and talk to the Cook County Treasurer's Office, because you guys are like a gold bar in the ocean.
Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas with Black Houses Matter. Monday mornings at 11:30 a.m. on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, we are the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
America. Hello, Chicago, and what's up, West Side? This is P. Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. You could have been anywhere this Sunday, and you chose to come hang out with me today at Black Excellence Hour. So I thank you guys so much for coming to hang out with me today. This has been a wild week. We have a lot to discuss about the week, both internationally, nationally, and here in the city. As you all know, we now have a new mayor. His name is Brandon Johnson. He is from the Austin community. Shout out to the West Side. Shout out to the Austin community. Even though I am not a fan of progressivism, I am a lover of the West Side of Chicago and all our people. So shout out to everyone who worked on the campaign. Shout out to everyone who supported him. It was a West Side movement, and now the West Side is in the door. But we're going to talk about Brandon and what he is doing and, you know, all that good stuff today. Today's show is actually about a queen, and that queen is named Toni Prettwinkle. Toni Prettwinkle is the baddest politician in the country, in the land. That lady plays no games whatsoever. And again, although I do not at all agree, oh, not yet, because we got some theme music we're going to play with Tony when I get to Tony. But she, I don't agree with her policies or her politics at all, but I do love the way that she consolidates power and plays the chessboard to win. So we're going to talk about that today. But as you guys know, we're going to start the show with a dose of self-esteem like we do every single week. Because, you know, this week they tried to play with my Donnie. They gave him 34 felonies and let him go home. We're going to get to that in a moment. But let's hear that dose of self-esteem, because this week they have been playing in your faces again, trying to make you feel pitiful, and I have the antidote for that. Roll tape.
African Americans built this nation. You built this nation. You know, you're just starting to get real credit for that. Okay, I don't know if you know that. You're just starting to get, you built the nation. We all built it, but you were such a massive part of it. Bigger than you were given credit for. Does that make sense? Right? But through generations of blood, sweat, and tears, and you deserve a government that defends your interests, protects your families, and cares for our own citizens first. My administration is fighting with everyone and all our heart to reverse the pain inflicted by Democrat leaders and to deliver hope and opportunity and prosperity for all Americans, but for African American communities all throughout our land. Our agenda is lifting up citizens of every background, race, religion, color, and creed. But while we are fighting every day to build up our nation, the far left only wants to wreck, ruin, and destroy our nation.
All right, all right, all right. So you heard again, who is trying to wreck, ruin, and destroy our nation, and that is the left. This week they got smacked down in the state of Tennessee. Now remember, people, remember I told you guys that 100% of gun control is racist, 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 racist. So now the new trick is, as we all know, a girl or a trans man who's a girl, she went into a Christian school that she attended as a child with a weapon, a modified weapon, and she went in there and she killed 6 people, 3 children, the administrator, the janitor, and a teacher, I believe. And so rather than them focus on the fact that that there is a real live terroristic element within the LGBTIQA plus community, because you know that they were going to do the Trans Day of Vengeance. And for those who don't know what the Trans Day of Vengeance is, they were going to go, it was actually the Trans Day of Rage. And this was supposed to be on Friday, March 31st, so last Friday, or Trans Day of Vengeance. And they said that they were going to go and target and vandalize Christian locations throughout the country. Well, this girl who went and shot up the school in Tennessee, she got the memo late, so she went to do her terrorist attack a couple of days early, and then they had to cancel their national movement. Now, I also want to tell you guys that they have found other people, other trans members, other members of the trans community, who were actually still planning to carry out these attacks. As recently as 2 days ago, this was in Colorado Springs, there was a teenager. She also identifies as trans. Her name is William, or his name now is William Whitworth. But William Whitworth identifies as Lily, so this is a man who identifies as a woman, and he was charged with 2 counts of criminal attempt to murder in the first degree, criminal mischief, menacing, and interference with staff, faculty, and students of educational institutions. The DA's office included the arrest papers, which can be read online. According to the arrest papers, a family member of the suspect called authorities claiming that their sister threatened to shoot up a school. They went to the person's house, and they found the person sleeping in the bed. They also said that they started to ask questions to William, Lily, and they said while they were waiting for the fire department to show up, Lily was asked how much she had been planning the school shooting, and Lily stated that she was about a third of the way doing it. Lily verified that Timberwolves Middle School was one of the main targets currently, and other targets were churches. Lily was asked what kind of planning she had done, and she stated a layout of the school, an active firearm planning, and starting a manifesto. Again, this happened in Colorado Springs, literally, my people, 3 days ago. So rather than them talking about this real live terroristic element that's going towards attacking children, because we know that Christian children are not going to openly align themselves with the LGBTQIA plus community because of their Christian values. So rather than letting those kids live in peace, these people, not all of them, but this faction of their movement is focused on going to hurt children in Christian schools. Do y'all find that weird? Anyway, because my baby goes to a Christian school, and I'm honestly going to buy those people a gun, because if somebody – I'm not even a gun. I'm going to get all the teachers a FOIA card class, because if somebody goes in that school to get my baby, I need all the grown people to start shooting as fast as they can toward that person. This is very, 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 very real, people. Anyway, I say all of that to say that in Tennessee this week, there were 3 Democrats that were expelled from the expelled from the state house because they were up there engaged in complete shenanigans. Now, I told you guys that 100% of gun control is racist, and anytime they want to try to push some gun control, they use black people and black faces and black voices, because the goal has always been to get guns away from us. It has nothing to do with those kids in those schools. It has nothing to do with the kids in the school, because if it had something to do with the kids at the schools, they would be focused on the shooters and not the weapons. But as the black guns movement grows, now we have to come up with ways again to take the guns away. But our good old boy redneck friends down in Tennessee said, you will not take my gun from me. A woman that I follow online, she is a journalist named Trevion Cootie. She said, Tennessee was minding its own business until some trans dude murdered their children and some newly elected Negroes tried to take their guns. They will quickly send each and every one of them poor souls straight to Jesus and let them deal with it, as they should. Amen. And I feel the same way. Not that they should, like, send them to Jesus to, like, kill them, but send them to the altar to get it together. These people are brand new. They got kicked out of the state house for acting a fool. They don't wear uniforms. It's like this whole aggressive woke movement that harms the movement that black people are really trying to do. I want to play you guys some audio from that expulsion hearing so you guys can hear what I heard and come to your own conclusion. Roll tape.
Questions I'm going to ask today. Will you be able to answer them specifically?
Representative Jones.
Yes.
Representative Garrett.
Isn't it true that approximately at 10:49 last Thursday, Representative Johnson, Representative Pearson, and you gathered at Representative Johnson's desk at approximately 10:49 last Thursday?
Representative Jones.
Yes, as we frequently gather at her desk because it's in the corner of the room.
Representative Garrett.
You, Representative Johnson, and Representative Pearson then moved in unison to the well of the house, correct?
Representative Jones.
Are you saying at that time or are you saying it in general?
Representative Garrett.
At that time, you moved in unison with Representative Johnson and Representative Pearson to the well. Isn't that correct?
Representative Jones.
I'm not sure at the certain time, but we did walk together.
Representative Garrett.
At approximately 10:49 a.m. that day, on Thursday, you walked from Gloria Johnson's desk, Representative Johnson's desk, with Representative Pearson to the well. Correct?
Representative Jones.
You. This question has been asked and answered, but I'll answer it again. I'm not sure of the particular time. I want to be factual. Unlike this resolution, I want to make sure I have the facts correct. And so I cannot say the exact time, but I can say maybe around that time we walked over together.
Representative Garrett.
You, Representative Johnson, Representative Pearson, then began from the well shouting without recognition. Is that correct?
Representative Jones.
screaming and shouting after repeatedly being denied recognition.
Representative Garrett.
That, at that time that you approached the well, did you have recognition from the Speaker of the House to speak at the well?
Representative Jones.
And I also want to say that I just want to speak for myself. I don't want to speak for my other colleagues, and so I'll speak for myself that after repeatedly being denied, I did shout to the people in the chambers and offer solidarity to the people calling for an end to mass shootings and the proliferation of firearms in our community.
Representative Garrett.
So you...
We can cut it right there. We can cut it right there. That man said out of his mouth that he was at his job screaming and hollering in the middle of the floor when he did not have permission to speak. They told him to stop speaking. They asked him to get back in order and follow the rules of the workplace. He chose to be a social media warrior or a social justice warrior in that moment and was another example of when keeping it real goes wrong. Black people, this has absolutely nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. No black people do not need to start running to or out of the state of Tennessee. No, because I sat and I watched a lot of this hearing, and there were other black legislators who were able to sit down and stand up and ask a question and be recognized and end their time when it was appropriate. They didn't start screaming. They didn't start yelling. They didn't bring a bullhorn. They didn't bring, try to incite a riot. Again, black people, do not let us become the face and the voice of disarming people, of disarming Americans, because there is a terroristic element within the LGBTQIA plus community. They are already trying to take the minority set aside that we have, and now they're going to step further to try to halt our Second Amendment rights. No, we will not accept that. Moving on, I want to give a quick shout-out again to my favorite West Side restaurant, Straight Law Cooking and Catering. Happy Easter to everybody. I didn't cook today, so I went to my favorite spot, and today they had some pot roast that was so delicious. Again, they are on Chicago Avenue in Holman on the Grubhub app. Try them and check them out. Everything there is delicious. I even got some dressing, and it was delectable. Moving on, I also want to bring to everyone's attention that internationally, right now, the UN Security Council controls the world security. At this moment, the country of Russia is now the chair of the United Nations Security Council, which means that Vladimir Putin now runs the UN Security Council. And what makes this really interesting or kind of funny is that the UN Security Council leadership rotates. They have a procedural rotation, and it just so happened to land on Russia in the middle of this Ukrainian debacle. So we know that BRICS is rapidly building. BRICS is going very, very fast. We have lots of other nations that are going toward them, especially because Kamala Harris went to Africa last week trying to push homosexuality on the Africans, and the Kenyan president said, get out of my country. We do not want you here. So because those people felt that the United States of America sent their vice president to their countries to try to force a lifestyle on them that they do not want, they broke away further away from the West, and now they're starting to go toward BRICS as well. And again, Vladimir Putin is now running the UN Security Council. And under the charter, the UN Security Council is responsible for the maintenance of international peace and security, which means that now Russia is in charge of the UN troops. Again, Russia is in charge of the UN troops. So Russia has its army. They're getting together with the Chinese, who are now picking fights with Taiwan at this very moment. They actually did a simulation today of what it would be like to strike Taiwan, because the Taiwanese president met with a member of the Congress. So all of these people are actively pushing this war and war hawking. But once again, Vladimir Putin is in charge of the UN Security Council at this moment. World War III has just taken another step up. Moving on, you guys, they tried to play with my Donnie earlier this week. They gave my man 34 felonies for a crime that literally did not occur. And the former Attorney General, Bill Barr, stated this last Friday. He actually called it an abomination. And what he said is, obviously, we don't have the indictment, so there's a little bit of speculation involved. But based on the news reports, if they're accurate, this is an abomination. And again, Barr told this to Fox Business's Larry Kudlow. He also said that this is the epitome of abuse of prosecutorial power to bring a case that would not be brought against anyone else. They're going after the man, not the crime. Now, we also know that Bill Barr was the attorney general under Mydani, but he is also one of the people who helped put Michael Cohen in jail, because once again, it was Michael Cohen who paid Stormy Daniels and not Mydani. And how does one get 34 felony counts and then walk out of jail? No bond, no anything, because they know that they have a false and bogus case. And Trump 2024, which brings me to this point. We are moving into the presidential election, and I want to say this so that everyone hears me and hears me very, very well. To all the people who like to talk about the Trump supporters and what they're doing and how they're thinking and how they're bad people, I am P. Ray of Black Excellence Hour, and I love my Donnie. So I'm going to assume that you are talking about me, P. Ray, when you are making those types of statements. And what P. Ray does is P. Ray gets her lick back. So if you better watch your mouth when you're talking about me, because if you want to go there, we can go there. But we don't have to go there. We do not have to talk about people. We don't have to talk about people's character, their thinking, their logic. I don't sit on this mic to talk about Jim Crow Joe supporters. I don't. You know, so please leave Trump supporters alone. Don't start no fights. Don't do that for no clickbait. Don't do that for no calls. Don't do that for no attention. Focus on the facts so that Black Chicago can win. Focus on the facts so that Black Chicago can win. Because, as we know, like I said before, Brandon Johnson won the mayoral election. He won against Paul Vallis on the surface as of April 4th. However, on April 5th, they had between 95,000 to 115,000 votes to count. They will not be done voting the mail-in, counting the mail-in votes until April 18th. Again, the votes will not be settled until April 18th. Within all of that time, you do not know how the votes can go, because we literally have 20% of the votes that are uncounted. So I know we're celebrating and all that good stuff, but if it does turn out to be an election that turns, do not call racism. Do not try to get Black folks all up in their feelings, because it was the Democrats in the state of Illinois that codified mail-in voting. So if the mail-in votes don't come like people think they are, then I charge to the Illinois Democratic Party in the Illinois State House to get rid of the mail-in voting, because, again, it may not go how people want it to go. With all of that being said, I want to talk to y'all about, again, the queen who got this done. Can you roll that tape for us, that music? This song is it's the baddest chick, and that is who Miss Toni Prattwinkle is, the baddest to ever do it. See, Toni Prattwinkle started as a CPS teacher. Turn it back up. All right. Toni Prattwinkle started as a CPS teacher and ingrained herself into the educational community here in the city of Chicago. She is or was a member of the Chicago Teachers Union. Okay? Those are her people, and they are her people. So Toni said, you know what? I'm better than this classroom. I need to get myself some more power. I want to get myself some more policy. I want to make a bigger change. And Toni hung up her chalkboard, and she went to pick up a clipboard to go get some petition signatures. Toni got herself on that ballot. Toni became an alderman, and she began to gather up power and make friends. That's the main thing you got to do in all of this, is get together and make friends. So then Toni goes and says, you know what? This is not enough for me either. I need to go to the Cook County Board. And she became the president of the County of Cook, America's third largest county. From there, Toni said, you know what? I need a little bit more power, because we got to get the county together. So what did Toni do? She said, I'm going to raise revenue, and I am going to put a sugar tax on the pops. And, oh, my Lord Jesus, did people act a fool. And one of the main people who pushed back against that sugar tax was Richard Boykin. Richard Boykin was a Cook County commissioner that led a very public campaign against Queen Tony's sugar tax. He came here on WVON and talked about that woman like a dog, gave interviews, stood in front of cameras, and wrote letters, turned everybody's attention against the sugar tax. And old Queen Tony said, huh, I'm gonna get my lick back. So what did Queen Tony do? She went back to her union, back to her teacher roots. She went to that CTU and she got the black male organizer for CTU. And that person is Brandon Johnson. Brandon Johnson, she went and she grabbed him. She put Brandon Johnson right in front of the camera, called him a Westsider just like Richard Boykin, and had Brandon Johnson call Richard Boykin a Republican over and over and over and over and over and over again, as if Richard Boykin was not birthed out of Danny Davis's office, just like me. Shout out to the congressman. He is a great teacher. I digress. She goes to get Brandon. Brandon bumps Richard Boykin out of the way. So then Queen Tony says, you know what? I think I'm going to run for mayor of the city of Chicago because I already know how the county works, so now I want to go and I want to run the city. So Queen Tony steps up, and here comes a woman out of obscurity named Lori Lightfoot. Lori Lightfoot was put in play by the same wards that put Brandon Johnson in play. Lori Lightfoot came in with that Northside progressive vote, and she was able to beat Queen Tony. Now, Queen Tony said, this is how you want to play it? So I'm going to get my lick back again. So what did Queen Tony do? Oh, no, no, not this song. Go back around. I don't know. I think it went to the next song. Not that one. That's not for the radio. I digress again. Excuse me. Queen Tony said, you know what? I'm not going to take this lying down because, again, I am the queen of the Cook County Democratic machine. So Queen Tony got together and she figured out how she was going to wheel and push and pull her power in order to not only make sure that Lori was ineffective, but to kind of ice her out of the scene, which is why Lori had to reach for national help and not get any local help. When it was time for the mayoral race again, Queen Tony went and got her favorite pawn, Brandon Johnson, and this time she followed Lori's plan. She went and she took Brandon and she put him up north, and she made sure that he was able to capture all of those votes from the north side, and that's how he got on the ballot. Black Chicago out here clapping and screaming and stuff for Brandon Johnson, but y'all didn't put him on the ballot. You didn't want him. He won zero black wards in the first election. But then Queen Tony knew that if you get that black man with that pretty black wife and those three chocolate kids, Black Chicago is going to come out and say, oh, yes, we can. So they pushed that image, and they pushed that image, and they pushed that image, and now Queen Tony is controlling not only the Cook County Board, but she is controlling the city of Chicago. And for that, Queen Tony, you the baddest to ever do it. If you ever want to come on Black Excellence Hour, come through. I want to talk to you. I want to be in your space because that, friends, is how it's done. Now, I also want to let you guys know that all of these people who are sitting around this message talking about these coons, we're going with Paul Vallis. Again, number one, everybody on this little image, that is the power within the city council. And if the power base of the city council did not support this mayor, then guess what, guys? They're going to have to make friends, or we're not going to get anything done. But I do want to say to the council, that 3.75% tax on people who make over $100,000, nobody should have to pay $3,750 for earning a good income. So say no to Brandon in that way, but be careful because Queen Tony is going to come get you. 773-591-1690. We got a full call bank. Let's go to the phones. Michael, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Oh, good evening, P. Ray. My best to you and your loved ones.
Thank you.
On Easter Sunday.
Happy Easter.
Thank you. I'm just going to just say it flat out. April 4th was a dark day in the history of Chicago.
Mm.
Brandon Johnson has a high-tax anti-police agenda that will ruin the city. In fact, we already know that a couple of his tax ideas are dead on arrival already, including especially that mansion tax and the tax on financial transactions.
Mm-hmm.
He's not He hasn't even been inaugurated, and he's already off to a bad start. It's going to get worse in the next few years. So my best advice is to tell friends and relatives, avoid Chicago, divest of anything you have here in the city, and seek greener pastures.
And if you're going to stay, get yourself a gun and some bullets. Don't listen to these people that are trying to disarm us.
Absolutely. I totally agree. But we're done. The city is doomed.
Don't say that. Think a positive thought. We never know. Our city council might save us from this far-left mayor. We'll see.
Well, you know what's going to happen after that. Then half the south side and the west side will be screaming, oh, council wars. They're not letting a black man do his job. So.
Well, that's what they want. That's what they did to Obama, right? They were saying, oh, Obama can't do his job, but he did his job for everybody but black people. And the same thing is about to roll out with our new mayor, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Well, illegal immigrants are going to get over. We know that.
Yeah. He wants to raise taxes just so we can feed them while our people are outside.
Exactly. So best wishes.
All right.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. 773-591-1690. I also want to say I did not vote for anybody. I put a blank ballot in, and then I checked the records, and then I didn't see a record of my blank ballot. So if somebody can tell me if there is a blank ballot recorded in the 37th Ward in the 20th Precinct. 37th Ward, 20th Precinct. P. Ray put a blank ballot. I casted a blank one, and I did not see it on the rolls. I need somebody to explain that to me as well. 773-591-1690. Dennis, welcome to Black Excellence Hour. Dennis? Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, Dennis, and come back to you. Let's go back to the phone line. Jim, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Well, good show. You're covering a lot of topics. First of all, in Tennessee, it's funny how all these people come to these guys' rescue, like Kamala Harris came in, but yet they're kind of forgetting the insurrection charge that they leveled against Donald Trump. We're doing basically nothing except telling people to peacefully protest. So this is hypocrisy of the left. But also, as far as Tax Winkle, I had a conversation with her right before the pandemic shut things down, which shouldn't have occurred because of CRISPR. But I told her, I said, you know what, you supported the pop tax. You know, out in Elgin, where I'm located, you know, there's two Jewel grocery stores. One is in Kane County, the other in Cook County. Now, the Cook County side saw a dramatic drop in business revenue because people went to the Kane County store to buy their stuff. It was like $500,000 a month in dropped revenue, lower revenue. I said, after seeing this, why would you support that again? And she couldn't give me an answer. All she could say is, we have to disagree on this issue. That was it. And, you know, I'm also reading, like, there's a lot of cigarette smuggling coming in from other places because you can buy cigarettes in Indiana for a whole bunch less money than you buy in Illinois. So all these people, honestly, they raise taxes, think they're getting something. They're hurting people. Not to mention that if kids cannot get an entry-level job on a corner store because the store is not there, because of property taxes and everything else, you know, like we discussed, you know, Walmart's closing their stores, and all these big Democratic places. I was just reading Cracker Barrel is closing their stores. Because people are stealing stuff, mm-hmm. but people aren't being protected by the police. It's not going to get any better.
Well,
and,
it's funny that you mentioned
like
that. Last night I was at the shopping plaza over here on Clark and Roosevelt. And I was in DSW, and one of the clerks was talking about how people just come in there and they steal. And she said, because of the laws that Lori and Kim are pushing, people know that they can come into those stores and steal what they want, and no one can touch them or do anything. The only thing you can do is call 911, but it takes 20 minutes for the police to get there. So there's no disincentive for shoplifters not to steal.
Well, God forbid, a security guy with a gun should hold them up.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, imagine that. Why is there so much crime? People want to sit there and blame Donald Trump.
No, my Donnie is coming back. Thank
you,
dude.
Better help, so I'm with you.
We're going to make it work. Black Chicago for Trump is popping. If you want to join the movement, come on. We are making it happen for real this time. You can be a Democrat and be Black Chicago for Trump. You can be a Republican and be Black Chicago for Trump. You can be an independent and be Black Chicago for Trump. But you better have good sense and become Black Chicago for Trump. Because if you don't, I'm telling you, it's only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse for us. He already told us that the far left is trying to wreck, ruin, and destroy our nation, and we see that happening in real time here in the city of Chicago, and we got to be prepared for it. But again, we will not know who won the race until April 18th. So everyone's clapping. We're all happy, but we still have 20% of the votes that need to be tallied. 773-591-1690. And again, P. Ray is not pushing either way. I'm going to go to all the little Brandon Westside events because it's social, but I do not align myself with progressivism at all because it is harmful to black people. And I don't understand how so many literate black people are supporting this. This is why I tell y'all, do not listen to them. They are a bunch of followers who are looking for attention rather than trying to advance our people. Let's go back to the phone line. Let's go to Ron. Ron, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Well, everybody is not happy. Let me just put these in context. You mentioned the pop text. I spoke before the finance committee. I was part of group, a business organization, and they asked me to speak for the finance committee against the pop tax. But let me tell you all what you were looking at. During that time, Richard Boykin said, we don't need this tax. He said, and every, you can look it up, he said, there are 1,000 vacancies in the county. Vacancies. And so he came up with suggestions on how to fill, I think it was $200 million shortfall. Tony Prickman said, oh, we've got to lay off people. Guess what? It never happened. But more importantly, P. Ray, this is what Brandon said. We can charge a county employer tax. So let me tell you what happened. The spoken from the sea. I'm just letting you all know. That $800 million tax, I don't understand what it is about black people that they don't realize that I guess they just so dependent on government, but they don't realize you're paying for that. That you have to have businesses.
Mm-hmm.
This place is going to turn into gear. He keeps talking about the tax on financial transactions. A spokesman from
JB already said no. JB put a hard no on that one.
Actually, guess what? A spokesman from there said it's very mobile. He said, and this is what he said, we can leave. He talked about a hotel tax. Guess what city had the highest hotel tax in the country? See, so, okay, be careful what you ask for. And P. Ray, I'm just going to be honest, he was the last person that I was going to vote for. I don't agree with that progressivism. But also from a business perspective, if you think that you're going to come up with all these new taxes, and how many more social programs do we need? You have to attract. There's no city, no state in this country that is governed by a progressive socialism ideology that is prospering. So
that's right.
Okay, so I'm just letting people know. So no, I'm not happy. I said it from the beginning, and people be careful. See what you just better hope that it's some influence. But see, most of the people down at that council, you got a lot of these quote unquote. And
P-Ray, gotta wrap it up.
That's all they know. Okay, that's all they know. It's to tax people. You gonna tax people out here? And welcome to Gary. When Gary, all the businesses left Gary. Welcome to Gary. Bye.
Thank you, Ron. 773-591-1690. Again, we have a large section of the city council that was not behind this mayoral candidate, so maybe they're going to use their power to push back against this progressivism, because people call them coons for not supporting a black man, but they don't understand that these are policy people who make policy and legislators. They understand the negative effects of overtaxing the people and pushing social programs instead of businesses. We'll see. Like I said, I got somewhere to go. Je vais habiller à Dakar. Je vais voyager en Afrique encore parce que ne pas sûr ici. I'm trying to get my French back together because I'm going back to Africa. Y'all got to get it together. Chicago, we are in for a tough, tough ride. But again, all of this happened because Queen Toni is consolidating power, which is a good thing from a woman power perspective, but a horrible thing to black folks in Chicago, because this progressivism that they're pushing is not going to be good for us. I am going to talk about this until this administration is gone. Because nobody wants to come and talk about black Jesus, and we lost 70% of our wealth. We will not be quiet now that we have a new black Jesus and allow progressivism to siphon our wealth away from us again. No, we will not. 773-591-1690. Let's go to Eduardo. Eduardo, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Hey, P-Ray. Boy, we got a lot of problems here. I mean, I was reading a couple of things here. 11-year-old committing suicide because she was being bullied. We got the L.A. ports. I think they're on strike. That's going to mess up the supply chain. And Homeland Security is estimating that when Title 42 expires, there's going to be 13,000 a day illegals coming in instead of 5,500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's horrible. And guess where they're coming? Right here to Chicago. Funded right. And attracted by the Johnson administration.
Yep.
What can we
Thank
do?
You, Ray. Happy Easter. Have a good week.
Happy Easter. Thank you. 773-591-1690. The call bank is filling up. I got 15 minutes before Trinity's church music starts. Let's get back to it. Let's go to Michael. Welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Hey, P-Ray. It's your nemesis. How you doing?
I don't have any nemesis. Everyone loves me. Everybody with good sense.
Well, I know we used to clash, and I listen to some of the clips that you play each week, especially the one about Trump and how black people when you do that, it sounds like indoctrination.
Okay.
And some of your data is questionable, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I'm giving it a pass, because I'm switching to independent. I used to defend the Democrats. You know, I still like some of their policies. But President Biden is not impressing me with some of the policies and things that he is doing. He is actually allowing he's playing that good old boy system, but this time he's using black people to do it.
Yes.
And that's just as bad, because all he's doing is placating the issues and trying to appear as though he's on our side. But he's not making the right moves, as far as I'm concerned, to demonstrate to me that he respects black people, that he is doing things that's in the best interest. And I don't even want to say black people, just people in general.
American
he's
people.
Playing, but he's so, playing to the good old boy base, you know.
So Michael, I got a question for you, and then because I got to let you go, we running out of time. So now that you're moving to the independent side, you coming to join Black Chicago for Trump with us?
I not there yet.
Not yet. It's okay. Just a little bit. Hey, I got you from Democrat to independent. I told you, you don't have to be a Republican to be Black Chicago for Trump. We like Trump.
Yeah.
You understand? And we discussed it with the Democrats, but that doesn't necessarily put us in the Illinois GOP. Trump brought us to
the pit. Let me leave you with this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me leave you with this. And I think you will help yourself if you take some of this advice.
I'm ready.
Republicans have not won the majority, the predominant vote since Reagan was in office. In order for the Republicans to get more black votes, I believe, and this is my personal opinion, I believe that they are going to have to soften their message a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you come hard. I have to give it to you. I mean, you put your attack on and you come on, and no matter what, you know, you go to work, and I have to give you credit for that. And there's a lot of truth in some of the things that you're saying. It's just how it's presented. You see, understand what I'm saying?
I try to do it with love, Michael. So I'm going to make it a little sweeter for us.
I hear you. And I think if you keep doing that, you might get me closer to your side. And the main reason why you're getting me closer to the side, because I'm not defending the Democrat BS anymore. I you know, the only person that I still love and will always respect, and I'm sorry, he's my horse, if you don't ever win a race, and that's President Barack Obama. His integrity, his morals, his compassion. And I know there are a lot of people that look just like me and him will call in here and just want to attack because
well, you know, we're not a fan of Black Jesus here, Michael. So I'm gonna let you go. You know where you at, love. But I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right. See you. 773-591-1690. I'm going to go through this call bank really quickly because I have 10 minutes in a full call bank. But before I do that, I want to take a quick break to mention something to you guys. I have two cousins who live in the state of Indiana, and this past Monday, their mother, their stepfather, their sister, their brother, and three of their nieces were driving from Indiana to Detroit and then driving back from Detroit because they went to a funeral. As they were driving back from Detroit, they were hit head-on by a pickup truck, and the stepfather and one of the little sisters passed away. My cousin's daughter was also in the car. She's fine, but she has a fractured pelvis. The entire family, they have to bury two family members, and then they have five people who have very extensive medical injuries. So I'm going to post their GoFundMe on the Black Excellence Hours webpage. If you could please donate $1 or $2 just to help them. Again, they have to bury two family members and heal five people who are injured out of state. This is a huge, just tragic event, so I'm going to post that to the Black Excellence Hours Facebook page after the show. Please contribute. Let's go back to the phone line. Very quick, guys. I got 9 minutes and 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. So let's get right back to it. Mark, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Hey, P-Ray, 30 seconds here. Mark Wiremore, Man on the Street. Great show today. You're spot on. I'm sorry about your family. I'll look for that on the Facebook page. Happy Easter. I'm staying put in Chicago. I'm here to fight. Chicago is my town. I'm sorry about your ballot. I'm thinking that someone might have marked it for you. So
mm-hmm.
That soda tax destroyed commerce. We lost millions of dollars because people shopped outside of Cook County. Also, the 10.5% sales tax was terrible. I hope the aldermen stand up, and I stand with Trump. Happy Easter. Talk to you soon, P-Ray.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. 773-591-1690. One thing I love about this movement is that it helps you meet all types of people that you normally would not talk to. But what unites everybody is our love for this country. And that's why we got to talk about real issues in a real way and stay out of our feelings so we don't get tricked out of our rights. Let's go back to the phone line. Let's see if Dennis came back. Dennis, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
I want to say let's go, Brandon, but I'm going to be confused with Biden or Johnson. So I'm just going to go along with Happy Easter to you.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Let's start off with this here. This is genocide because what happened in the state of Tennessee is they overturned Roe versus Wade in the state of Tennessee. Then they had the transgender man perform a sexual act in front of kids. And then this transgender confused person decided to shoot the kids and the adults. And then, so that's called genocide right there. It's just like a neat parallel how it is transformed. Then this is what you do to the LGBTQ alphabet gang. We don't acknowledge them. We laugh at them. That's how you do it. Because they strive for power, control, and attention. Budweiser during the March Madness basketball, they decided to put a picture of Dylan Mulvaney picture on a Bud Light can. So here's the thing: boycott all Anheuser-Busch products. Don't spend no money on Anheuser-Busch. Not just Budweiser, but all Anheuser-Busch. Then you go after Nike. Boycott all the Nike's products. Don't buy them nothing because the only way you get a hold to them is the power of your dollar. And that's what's most important right there. So, and then here's the thing. If they declare war, the transgender community want to declare war, then we have to exercise our Second Amendment rights. I don't have no problem training nobody to get their Ford car, and I will help them shoot a gun. You know, I will do that voluntarily for free. And then
Right, one more point, Dennis, because we had to wrap it up.
Okay. If Brandon Johnson, God forbid, is mayor, U-Haul's going to be in good business because everybody's going to leave the city of Chicago. Nobody can afford all these taxes that he's proposing because now he wants to tax everybody $3,000 per year.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
773-591-1695. Call us 5 minutes. Y'all got to make it short and sweet. Again, remember, people, all of the ballots have not been voted. Even though Paul Vallis conceded, legally they have to count all of those votes because if they don't, that is voter disenfranchisement. So they have to do it, and I'm really interested to see what the final tally is going to be on the 18th. But in the meantime, in between time, progressivism is on the table in Chicago. We better get ready. Let's go back to the phone line, and it doesn't make you a coon if you do not support progressivism. It actually makes you a coon if you support progressivism, because that is literally the political ideology that birthed Jim Crow. And either you either have to be illiterate or completely ignorant to support and push something like that on black people and call black people coons that don't support it. What kind of foolishness is that? Boo. We don't care. We don't want any of that around us. We are good God fearing people who were raised and we got morals. We will not be shamed out of our morals. We will not be taxed out of our wealth, not in peace. Let's go back to the phone line. Ron, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Yes, hello. I'm on.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm going to make it real quick. Your guy kind of stole my thunder. You all going to make a lot of money up there. And my second point is, as far as Donald Trump and their GOP, once they learn the art of ballot harvesting, saving 100,000, thousands of votes before election day, then they would stop branding them. Democrats know how to ballot harvest it, but the GOP haven't got into that yet. But thanks again.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, thank you. And it looks like it could be because ballot harvesting is a way of cheating, but, you know, it's legal. So maybe everybody has to start doing these tricks. I don't know. All I know is we had Vallis or Paul. It was two hard choices. But if you chose to go with Vallis over Brandon, that does not make you anti-black. That means you got good sense and you can read. But just because you went with Brandon over Vallis, that doesn't mean that you're a bad person. But supporting progressivism and calling yourself a progressive as an educated, literate black person is despicable, and it's a disgrace to our ancestors. Let's go back to the phone line. David, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Blessed Easter to you, P. Ray, and to all your listeners.
Thank you.
I have a suggestion for taxes that I think would work. One, put an employment head tax on every foreign worker on a visa working in Chicago. Make these corporations pay for the cheap foreign labor dumping so we can train American citizens or replace these foreign workers with American citizens. Two, tax remittances. And the top countries for remittances are Mexico, Philippines, China, and India. Put tax remittances. So they go to the currency exchange, they go to the bank, you send money out, you're going to have a tax on remittances. That would bring in a lot of money.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
I want to say something to Obadeli. Obadeli, welcome to Black Excellence Hour. He said, girl, bye. Ballot show that Paul can't win. Just because the people requested ballot don't mean they got them or will get them in or on April 4th at midnight. You're wasting your time. I'm quoting the Sun-Times, Obadeli, and I know they pay you a lot of money to come on here and say the things that you say because this is the only type of job that you can get. I get it. I get it. I ain't hating on you. Get your bread. But don't come here trying to harass me because your puppet masters have sent you. Wrong show, buddy. Let's go back to our last caller. Deborah, really quick, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
If you want to go check,
Deborah?
So I want her to... All right. You there?
Yes, ma'am. Really quickly.
Bless you. Thank you. You got to do your research, and thank you for being there. Thank you for everything. You have got to search President Obama. Before 91, this was set in motion to destabilize the black community. So that was before him. You got to look at that, P-Ray. Otherwise, the truth, you're not looking at the truth. So
yes,
it's not about him. Thank you for what you're doing. Bless you.
Amen. And I think we are at the end of the show. I got two callers, and I'm sorry I could not get to you guys today. But we will be back next Sunday. Again, I want to say to everybody, no black people in Chicago, we are in a space where good things can happen. We have a city council for a first time in a long time that is not lockstep with the mayor, which means that if we are not comfortable with the policies that Brandon put forth during the campaign, our aldermen can save us. Our aldermen can stop that 3.75% tax on wages. Our aldermen can stop increasing the hotel tax. Our aldermen can stop increasing property tax values. Our aldermen have all the power. Brandon has told us exactly who he is, what he's going to do, and now it's time for us to plan, because Friedman progressivism is the worst thing to ever happen to us in American history. No matter where you look, no matter around what corner, Jim Crow is directly linked to progressivism, which is why Jim Crow Joe pushes it hard, and he sends pretty tan Kamala to get the black women all riled up. But do not get fooled. Again, this is P. Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. I love you guys so much. Let's go, Brandon. Trump 2024, Black Chicago for Trump. We about to turn this city bright red. And again, go Queen Tony, go. I love y'all. Ciao.
Come on up. All right, all right, all right. What y'all think? We're about to bring P. Ray on to talk about what it's like being on our network. And if she has anything extra she wanted to say that she didn't get it on, we didn't put the call-in number on there. I would do it if our audience is listening. Again, we just popped the show up because we had to bring the hottest conservative radio personality on Chicago, was gracing our airwaves to make Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network the hottest conservative black network in America. Again, we got Coffee King Conversation on Saturday, and then we got Period on Sunday. We're going to bring the full network, and again, we do got New Music Thursday, so I'm about to get the host back on. So Evan, let's get little Stevie, then I'm going to bring old girl back on for that one on.
Hello, Jesus, Jesus children, Jesus loves you, Jesus children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you, of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing faith, feeling what you say inside? You better tell your story fast. And if you like it, it will come to pass. Tell me, your story fast. And if you like
I'm out. I'm live. All right. It is Easter. Jesus saves America. We're going to try to do something new here, everybody. Right? Here in Illinois, which we're coming live from, the blue state, most of you all don't know I took some time off to run for the United States Senate. Now, in my eyes, I did well. I was official Trump candidate here in Illinois. And if everybody wants to say the deep state is real, it's real. I didn't harp on it too tough, too much, because if everybody want to play the game, we can play the game. So sometime this week, we're going to have Gretchen Fritz on. She took Will County to court about election interference. Now, she lost. I was keeping an eye out on that case because it can show some inconsistencies and inaccuracies that took place during that election. We will have a whole show on that, but we ain't going to deal with it like that because we don't cry over spilled milk and stuff like that. I'm waiting on the host to come on and to kind of wrap up how it is what's going on. So what we're going to do now is try to reach out and give it to her. Until we got to Ebony, while I wait to get yourself situated for a second, let me get something, play something right here. Let me, until we get her on, let's go Dr. Trump. Let's knock that out and we get her on. When she get on, we'll cut it off in the middle of it. We ain't got to go all the way. But we programmed a 90-minute show. Normally our show is 2 hours, but we was kind of being, not answer, iffy. We just want to work out all the kinks. If you're in Chicago or you follow Maze Jackson, you know the great What Is In It for the Black People movement. I'm not saying it's over, but the information that he was giving out to Black Chicago or Illinois is over now, and so we feel that why not step in and fill the void. So you have the lineup, Ebony?
All right, and I'm thrilled to be here in the heart of Georgia to launch our incredible new nationwide grassroots effort, Blacks. Think of this, Blacks for Trump, Black Voices for Trump, African Americans for Trump. Call it whatever the hell you want, right? We like it. What do you prefer, Blacks for Trump or African Americans for Trump? I think so. Well, I want to thank you, and I'll tell you what. We're doing well. We have our best employment numbers, and we're going to get into it, but the support we're getting from the African-American community has been overwhelming, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your courage and tenacity and devotion to really what's turning out to be a movement. This was like a movement in 2016. There was a movement of a lot of people. And by the way, you made up a good portion of that movement. You know that. Diamond, it's so good. Oh, you're so great. So great. For decades, the Democrats have taken African-American voters totally for granted. They have. They didn't do anything for you. Democrats have run America's inner cities at every level of government for 50, 60, and 70 years, and really 100 years, I view it. I think Paris, right? 100 years. When Detroit last had a Republican mayor in 1962, it had a strong, beautiful economy. Per capita incomes were among the highest in the nation. And after nearly 60 years of really crooked Democrat rule, it's one of the poorest cities in America. It was one of the most successful cities in America. Philadelphia has a poverty rate more than double the national average. The city has had a Democrat mayor every year since 1952. 20 out of 20 most dangerous cities in America last year were run by Democrats. I'd say that's not too good. Nationwide, 58% of murder victims under the age of 22 Democrats threw open America's borders to the deadly drugs and ruthless gangs that are all over the place, to mass illegal immigration, which hurts the black community so badly. They passed crime bills that devastated your communities, and Democrats waged a relentless assault on the cherished values that have always defined African-American families. You know that. It's amazing that you've stayed so long, to be honest. It almost becomes a habit, right? It's a habit. Like, it's, oh, we vote for a Democrat. Nobody knows why they vote for a Democrat. Look, if they don't do the job, you switch. You got to switch. And some progress has been made like never before, perhaps, in such a short period of time. But under this administration, all of that has changed, and it's changing even faster now. We're undoing the damage inflicted by decades of corrupt Democrat rule and creating a historic tide of new opportunity and prosperity. We've done more for African Americans in 3 years than the broken Washington establishment has done in more than 30 years. We've created 6.7 million new jobs since the election. But as we're delivering results for African Americans, the hard left Democrats have been busy doing absolutely nothing for you. For over three straight years, they've been obsessed with one single delusional goal, overturning the votes of the 2016 great election that we had. And really, if you think about it, overturning American democracy. First, it was the Russia hoax. Then it was the Mueller report. The biggest lie ever perpetrated upon the American people, Russia. Give me a break. They're disgracing us as a nation. They've dismissed you, they've hurt you, and they've sabotaged you for far too long. It's time.
That's it. Here's to me. I'm on. I'm live now. All right, all right. I ain't got the little beep thing in my ear, so forgive me, everybody. Now, I see Pianki in the building. I'm waiting for the host to get in because I know you want to tap in. I'm going to really, Pianki, I'm going to have you just ride it out with our host and finish our last little 15 and 20 minutes up. Now, somebody else is in there. I'll call too. Okay, hold up. All the callers in there, we're going to try to get you. Edmund's going to check in those callers out right there. We'll see about that. So what we're going to try to do is get back to our regular schedule that we had five, 6 days a week. And now you see we're on Sunday, so we're going to try to maintain the schedule back. What we're going to do is see what's going on. We're going to have a lot of people from the Heritage Foundation checking in and giving some great conservative information on how we can help take back our country. But I'm still doing a lot of traveling. I'm traveling the state a lot. Like I said, I was robbed, but I'm getting numerous requests to come back to what I call Sundown Town, Illinois, or what I mean Sundown Town, that means, yo, black man, you can't be here after sundown. And they wanted to see black Jimmy Lee, who was down there talking about a black agenda, how the American First policy was the greatest policy for black America, and the American First policy is a black agenda. It stuck with them. There's a city here in Illinois called Anna, Illinois. Now, I had a meeting in Anna, Illinois, drove by Six of Hands, at a little truck stop. It was about 10, 15 people. We didn't post it or anything because we was on our way to Cairo, so we made a quick-ass stop. And no one told us that Anna, Illinois is an acronym for Ain't No Negroes Allowed. And I'm saying that because your boy, you know, I'm not a Tom, as really they come, but the fact that I made a great impression upon them kind of moved me. So what we're about to do, you see, the Martin Luther King Republicans, the Black Force of Trump, and our little movement, what we're about to do here at the Jimmy, see, we're on the verge of getting on. Right now, there's a lot of things that are going on, and we're going to take this time out to fight for the children because we know the children's lives are at stake. And P. Ray probably couldn't say it too live on the air, but how we feel that you either with the pedophilias or you with the Republican Party. Ain't no in-between because the lives of our children at stake, their mental and their physical well-being are being attacked. We're not only killing kids in the womb, we're killing them outside of the womb, we're killing them in the schools. There's no way children should be playing with dildos and seeing drag queens and understanding anything about anal and oral sex in elementary school. But right now, you see, we're going to stop that. We ain't prepared for war, but we're about to go to war. Right now, we stand on the verge. We're standing on the verge of getting it on. Matter of fact, let's play our song. Standing on the verge of getting on, because we are standing on the verge of getting it on. Do we got that lovely host P. Ray on? Because the callers are waiting on. Let's bring her on for a second.
Hello, hey, this is Black P. Ray.
Hour. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Well, I would like to thank you for being on our network, and like always, the show was excellent. It was an excellent show, as always.
Thank you. That means a lot to me because you don't know radio is like screaming into the dark.
Well, what we're trying to do is extend your reach and time because 1 hour is just not good enough. So, again, we just got getting on now. We're just trying to continue the conversation, and we have some callers on. If you, matter of fact, if you're willing to put some callers, I appreciate that. But is there anything that you might have missed out on your show that you want to get out to the audience that you know, because I know time ran out upon you. It's such a short time with an hour to give you. Is there anything else you want to elaborate on your show that you didn't say?
I just want to tell everybody who can hear me that right now there is a movement in the progressive or a motion in the progressive movement where they are recruiting members of the black intellectual class to bring black people into their party. And just because these educated Negroes come to you and tell you to support progressivism. If you choose to go against them, that does not make you a traitor to the race, okay? You do not have to follow white liberals in order to affirm your blackness, because we know for a fact, based on all of the available evidence, the Progressive Party only produces chaos for the Negro. So get away from those people. Stay away from them. Don't talk to them. Don't listen to them. Because
Ebony said we got a short minute on the show. But so, Ebony, extend it a little bit. We got some little more time. We're going to do it. We got some callers who heard the show, and I'm quite sure they're going to hear all. We're going to get – let's put Bianchi live. Let's put Bianchi live. Let's put the two callers we got on now. Who do we got, Ebony? Okay. Let's bring him on now so we can see who's calling. Call him. Yes, right there, Ebony? Okay, 706, area code. How you doing? Your name, caller.
Hi, my name is Sarge. I'm an expatriate from Chicago. I left Chicago in 2008. I'm a retired state policeman in Illinois, and I saw my handwriting on the wall. I had to get out. And I was listening to the Excellence broadcast earlier, and I heard the host refer to the forces arrayed against us as progressives, and that's a good term to use because people are familiar with that term. But I prefer to call them neo-Marxists. And the gambits and the permutations of the neo-Marxist left are endless. They are amazingly numerous. They are varied. But this is what we always got to remember as a bottom line with regard to these folks. Always. Must never forget, because they are neo-Marxists, the ultimate goal is always redistribution, whether it is economic, whether it's social, cultural, historic, situational, power-altering, or whatever. Redistribution is their ultimate objective. And you take a look at guys like Let's Go Brandon Johnson in Chicago. You take a look at these source-installed prosecutors like Kim Fox in Cook County, like Kim Gardner in St. Louis, like Larry Craft in Philadelphia, like Chesapeake Bodine in San Francisco, like all of them, no matter what it is, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, doesn't matter. The goal is, again, redistribution in a legal sense. They want to redistribute justice from those for whom it was intended to protect to those to whom it should not protect. It's still Marxist. It's just a different kind of Marxism. And these people are at it day and night, night and day. And like I said, I'm getting tired of them using black people and black people's local grievance that black people have, which is founded in fact, but they use that as a stalking horse to install Marxism across the country, which is the most murderous, ruinous and destructive philosophy in the history of mankind, no matter what form it assumes. And one of the things they're using to help do it is this sexual insanity, this transmogrification, literally, of human beings in the most fundamental aspect, from male to female and female to male, because like most nihilist Marxists, they imagine themselves to be godlike creatures who can alter human nature and human beings themselves. That's why they love the transgender movement so much, because they're trying to solve one of their key characteristics to undermine one of the most important institutions to prevent the ascent of Marxism, the family. And they can destroy the family with this concept they've been talking about for over 100 years called polymorphous diversity. It's one of the things they want to do, undermine the family, the political system, the armed forces, patriotism, the church, all of it, every key institution that undergirds civilization, these people seek to tear down and destroy. And I heard one caller talking to the caller on the Excellence Hour, and he was giving encomiums to Barack Obama, Black Jesus, as your host laughingly referred to him as. And I'm telling you, the floodgates started with this guy that opened the floodgates that has done this rapid alteration of our society. Began with the installation of the constitutionally ineligible, non-natural born citizen, Barack Obama, in 2008. Okay. That's when it really went into high gear.
All right. Listen, I appreciate that. I'm going to let my host get in and P-Ray, elaborate on that. I got a couple of callers on it. But, hey, keep checking us out. She's going to be a stable fixture on this network. We'll have her give her opinion on because she's the next voice of Chicago out here. P-Ray on the spot. Thank you, my caller. Let's bring in P-Ray. Let's bring in Bianchi. Bianchi, how you doing from St. Louis? You say, what's up, going, Bianchi? How you feel?
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing? And I'm staying down in the South now. But I really appreciate your show. I appreciate what you, Ebony, and this young lady, P-Ray, is doing. And I'm so happy. But I want to tell you something. You want to keep your kids away from these people. They are going after your kids. And I'm going to say this. Ebony, I want you to look up this in P-Ray and you, Jimmy. It's called Fish Gate, like the fist on your hand, a gate on a fence, incident, mass resistance. And this is something that occurred back in 2000. And the person that was in charge of it was Kevin Jennings, who Obama appointed as his educational czar when he was elected. Just read that. Please, I beg of you, Fifth Gay Conference. And, Jimmy, I want you to get in contact with me because our federal government is completely out of control. There's things that you need to be knowing about to get involved with, and that's a convention of state, Article 5 convention. Get a hold of me if you will. You got my number right in front of you. Call me up, and I want to talk with you so you can share it with others. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. You know what happened? P-Ray, I didn't even say what. Come on, P-Ray, you can talk to now. I got you on the host, lady.
Okay.
You might be lying.
Well, you know, are the ones who are actively pushing this Marxism on us because they look at it as a form of intellectualism because they're introduced to these political ideologies in universities. So they believe that they are actually doing the race a favor by moving us into this Marxism because, you know, they were fortunate. They are the, or we are the notable exception. And if we went and got this piece of poison off the university, then it must, you know, be valuable enough to give to everybody. So we got to focus on making sure that everybody in the race feels welcome, you know, whether you're a drug dealer or a nerd. We got to work on one band, one sound, so that we don't allow our intellectual class to be infiltrated by these people who are giving them the acknowledgement and validation that they've been looking for.
No,
well, you're absolutely
reality.
Right.
Go ahead,
she's absolutely right. And real quick, that's one thing we need to concentrate on. You got Al Sharpton down in Florida demonstrating at Tallahassee, the capital of Florida, against Ron DeSantis, talking about they not allow blacks to have black history in AP class. But you know what the bigger problem is? Black students, black kids can't read and do math at a grade level. That is a big problem. It's not just in one location. It's all over the country. So if you have black history, how are they ever going to read it?
It's not about black history, sir. See, that's another fallacy of these arguments that the progressives are pushing. DeSantis does not want to get rid of black history. What DeSantis did was absolutely not. What does sexual orientation have to do with the civil rights movement? And so when the mainstream media got it, they focused on the blackness of it because they know that, again, here comes the intellectual class and the fist and the Black Lives Matter and the loud talking people with the face pierces and all that. So they want to get this big group of people riled up so that they can silently push this LGBTQIA agenda, which I want everybody to understand that entire agenda is only about giving minority status to white men. Nothing more, nothing less. So now white men can claim a sexual does not have to be proven or verified, and they are entitled to the same minority status as us when they have picked no cotton and been the major issue in the power struggle in this country. So that's the trick of it all. And you got people like Al Sharpton going down there saying that they're racist, but they never say that it's racist to give our power away to white men. That's not racist to these people. That's inclusion. And
Well, listen, I'm a host. I give up a host. Let's take a little quick break here. And Chris is echo probably got right here. Let's go to God's country. Let's get some patriot music in here. Let's go.
Plate. I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
Yeah. Easter to everybody out there. A little reminder that the United States of America is God's country. Now, I know our vice president did go over there to Africa. Now, she embarrassed black people. She embarrassed the Jamaicans and Haitians because they come from Africa too, right? Thinking that the motherland wants to adapt some immoral behavior. Now we're going. I'll have the show linked up. It's a 20-minute clip, and I don't want to play it because I got the great P Ray on, and I want to promote this new partnership that we have here by broadcasting it live throughout the spot. We still got my man Piaggi from St. Louis holding on, but
hey,
that's
Jimmy,
all God's
Jimmy,
plan.
I got a question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Why didn't Kamala go to Jamaica with that message and go talk to her cousin? I mean, she's a first-generation American right from Jamaica. Why didn't she take that to them? Is it because they would have hit her in the face with rocks?
Because I don't know. Because I think, you know, she got a problem with the Jamaican side, and that's her father's side, so she might have a little male masculinity problem.
Her father calls her a disgrace to her ancestors, Charlemagne the God show. And they were talking to her about being Jamaican, and they asked her if she smoked weed. And she said, well, of course, I'm Jamaican. Of course I smoke weed. Well, the Jamaican people do not take India. So she should have actually said she's Indian, and that's why she smokes marijuana. But that statement was an embarrassment and a dishonor to her family and her ancestors. And after he put out that press release, you haven't heard anything else about her being Jamaican.
That is true, but the sad part about it was that
my thing is, so why didn't she go, but even so, like I said, if she's going to push homosexuality, why didn't she start with her own family on the island of Jamaica?
Well, you know, she got to show some presidential leadership, and so this is my opinion and not those of the callers or the listeners of the station. I feel that she, you know, they're going to replace Joe Biden and try. She's trying to make a move and want to see presidential. And they thought Africa was not a safe spot to go in. But to her surprise and her shock, black people do not like pedophilia and homosexuality. I think that was a big shock to her because of the rebuke that she's got. Bianca, what you got to say about that?
Well, let me tell you, Kamala was doing the same thing that Hillary is doing. Kamala was doing the same thing that Barack Obama was doing with Planned Parenthood International, trying to do on African countries. They tried to introduce what Hillary calls soft power. They call it soft power. That is, they weighed the carrot. They weighed the carrot, and you have to join on to our policies. And one in particular was same-sex marriage and abortion by demand. They tried it with Nigeria. They tried it with Zambia. They tried it with Kenya. They tried it with Liberia. They just recently tried it with Ghana, where my wife is there in the Volta region. She said that they basically told Kamala Harris, go home. So they don't stand for this stuff. They don't stand for it. And it's a deplorable situation when they want to hold these countries at bay and promise them money, but you got to change your policy. You see the same thing going on in the United States, too. The same thing with the school districts. You want this government money, you got to change your school district curriculums and program, ROTC, and other things that never have been good for the people and the children at choice. That's what I think about it.
Yeah, and may I add something about the intellectual class, the black intellectual class? It's kind of like the intellectual class throughout the United States, no matter what the race is. These educational establishments where they learned, acquired much of their knowledge in, they're nothing more than Ivy-covered North Korea. They're all steeped to varying degrees in one form or another of Marxist beliefs and belief systems. All of them.
Uh-huh.
If you witness what they happened to that federal judge, that's supposedly the second leading law institution in the United States, educational institution in the United States, Stanford, they're acting like little brown shirt bully, communist young pioneer bully boys, keeping the man from speaking. I mean, it's amazing to think this is where our next generation of legal scholars and legal governmental officials probably will come from. Stanford. They're all being steeped in these forms of Marxist activism. It's just amazing. I'm telling you right now, the intellectual class right now is actually one of the biggest parts of the problem because of the way they're being miseducated.
Well, it's not only that they've been miseducated, it's also that they have incredibly low for validation from anybody who will give it to them. And the Marxists always show up to give them the validation that they want. This is not new. They've been doing this to the black intellectual class since the early 1900s. But now we're starting to see the real effects of it. And for us, you know, I think that another reason that the black intellectual class wields so much power is because they are more literate than the, you know, mainstream people. So they are controlling the messaging on social media, okay? You know, these are the people writing the blogs. These are the people tweeting. These are the people making the posts. And so because these are black faces, people automatically assume that this is the prevailing black thought when it is not. It is not who we are, and we have to, again, get comfortable telling each other it's okay to not support, you know, giving little girls abortions. It's okay to want grandchildren so you don't want your child. child sexualized into homosexuality. You know, it's okay to be that way. It does not make you dumb. It does not make you a coon. It does not make you an enemy. What it does is it makes you someone who cares about your family. That's what we got to do. I mean, that's the message that we got to put out, because we put so much value into the Black intellectual class that nobody is challenging them on this chaos that they're feeding our community. And it's time for us to really make these people be quiet.
Yeah, they know that one of the primary establishments they must either infiltrate or completely take over and dominate is the family, because the family is the biggest single obstacle aside from maybe religion and patriotism. Those three institutions collectively are the biggest single obstacle to what they want to implement with us, which is total government control. Probably they would like the whole world to be under the control of a series of benevolent oligarchs run from Davos, Switzerland, in the World Economic Forum, and the rest of us will have nothing and be happy. They'll tell us what we should have. They'll tell us what we should eat. They'll tell us what cars we can drive, if they allow us to have cars, what kind of toilets we use to flush with, and everything else. They will control every aspect of our lives if we allow them to, because they don't think, one, we're capable of it. Number two, we don't have the moral legitimacy to be able to control our own eyes. They are elites. They think they deserve to run the world. They literally, because they reject God, they reject the individual, and they are nihilists. And, like I said, atheists. And when you're an atheist, you got to worship something. So why not worship yourself by declaring yourself God and imagining that you can alter human nature and run human beings and how they wish to decide to live for themselves? It's really diabolical. Present it to you as though they're doing it for your own good.
Yeah, and that's what intellectuals to tell you, so that you think that it's a logical, well-reasoned decision.
Well, you're right. Yeah. They have always had these intellectuals. You go back to the early 1900s, W.E.B. Du Bois was a communist. You had Angela Davis was a Marxist communist.
Yep. Well, I mean, look at how these people are revered.
Let me play 2 minutes of the African consulate, the African delegation, talking about Kamala Harris in America. It's about 2 minutes, that's clear.
A country that has toppled so many governments in Africa, that has led so many coups in Africa and other parts of the world, a country that has killed so many of our leaders in Africa and other parts of the world, the killers of Patrice Lumumba, those who toppled Kwame Nkrumah, those who killed Nasser, those who killed Muammar Gaddafi, today are coming to teach us about democracy. A country that has been built on brutal force, on enslavement of other human beings, on the humiliation of Africans, the exploitation of Africans, the plunder of Africa, today is coming to teach us about democracy. If you have no respect for the dignity of others, if you have no respect for the sovereignty of other countries, you cannot claim to be a champion of democracy.
That was Fred Membe, president of the Socialist Party.
That was the African delegation talking about Kamala Harris preaching to them. Now, I played that because I find it very, very bold for these African nations to be speaking to America like that. It shows you that how our standing is in the world, and how China and, like you said earlier, people in Russia are making inroads. Now, it's true that that is an immorality that we're trying to push across the world, but I just find it funny that these smaller African continents are standing up against America. What's your take on that?
Let's go back a little bit. The reason that Obama was chosen to be the president of the United States is so that the United States could expand AFRICOM. AFRICOM is the American military brand. branch that operates in Africa. And the only way, and it started in 2008, the only way they were going to be able to get AFRICOM through is with a black face. Because if they tried to do it with a white president like Bush, we would have cried racism and it would have been dead. So Obama was able to get AFRICOM going. And so part of AFRICOM is military, but it's also cultural. And so these nations were taking all of this money from Americans. Like, you know, Jim Crow Joe just gave them, I think, $50 billion. That's not free money. And they knew that when they took the money, there were going to be some cultural implications as well. So I don't blame us for being us. I blame them for taking money that they knew would be attached to immorality. And now they want to try to get mad about it because their people are talking about it on social media. But if it was not in public, oh, I'm telling you, I don't think that those leaders would be talking so bold.
Well, the most dangerous thing that I see now, this formation, which actually started some time ago, or what they call BRICS, B-R-I-C-S, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And I understand Saudi Arabia and Iran is trying to draw into it in order to make an economic power. As we talk, you have South Africa working with Russia with naval exercises. But here's the thing. If the United States dollar is no longer the preeminence in the world, you ain't going to like that because it's going to make a big change. You remember when Europeans was using the euro and they would come to United States on the weekend to do shopping? Why is that? Because they could buy so much more with the euro than you can with the U.S. dollars. But if they start pricing things in the euro, you would need $1.50 in order to get a dollar's worth of goods that's sold in the European market. It's going to have that type of effect.
No, it used to be that. Wait, so I work in finance. In investment. So I'm not speaking as a professional, but I'm speaking as somebody who looks at this stuff. I'm not speaking under my professional capacity. I want to make that clear. The dollar right now is on parity with the euro, meaning that they are about equal. Actually, the dollar is stronger than the euro at this moment, and women are telling each other, make sure when you go buy your Louis Vuitton purses to buy from the French website, not the American website, so you can buy in euros instead of dollars. But China, you have India, who have always been historical partners. You have Brazil and South America, and they're scooping up their South American partners as well. And then you have other African countries that are joining too. So you have Gabon, who's joining. You have the Republic of Mali that's joining. Mali is so deep into BRICS that they said that they are willing to drop the French language and make Russian the official second language of the country. And so are teaching all the kids Russian because everybody's moving away from France and their neocolonialism. So I think that Russia right now is going to get with the colonized country, and they're going to help them get their lick back on these oppressive Western societies. Fortunately,
that includes us. Yeah, I was using the euro as an example. France continued to hold 14 African countries hostage by what's called the CFA Pact. That is where 65% of each dollar. Yes, the CFA Pact, where it's where 65% of 65 cents of every dollar is held in the French treasury. They make these countries pay by 25% in insurance on their own money that's held in the French treasury that leaves them with 15 cents out of each dollar. But what they're trying to do is have the yuan, the Chinese dollar, as the currency of settlement. And that there is going to be, because what China does, they artificially inflate or artificially value their currency. And you don't know where it's going to be when it comes to trade. And it also is going to affect people with their pensions and everything else. So that is something I don't think we want to get involved in.
Well, you might want to consider, too, that Kamala Harris and Oprah, you get a check to her in Africa, is also probably indicative of the fact that the Biden administration realizes that in order to achieve this eco-friendly wet dream for the future, They're going to need the lithium that they mine in the Congo and elsewhere in Africa, because their whole program is heavily dependent upon lithium, cobalt, and other necessities for electrical batteries, solar panels, windmills, and the like. And they know that they're going to have another source, as many sources as they can, of this relatively scarce material, which has to be strip mined in the most ecologically damaging manner imaginable by slave labor, essentially, and child labor in the Congo and elsewhere in Africa. I think it's really ironic to watch this woman, this hyena. By the way, you find hyenas in Africa, so maybe she's down there looking for the kinfolk or something, I don't know. But anyway, it's really ironic to see her without a bit of irony or self-awareness endorsing slave labor in Africa with big checks. It's too much.
Well, you know, in 2010, the country of Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire, they decided that they were going to divest from the CFA, the Central West African franc. And so Cote d'Ivoire has a 40% stake in the CFA. So if they were to pull out all of their resources, the CFA would crash and then France would crash. So initially when the president said that they were going to pull out the CFA, France brought some fighter jets and they bombed Cote d'Ivoire's Air Force. Now, they didn't have that many planes to begin with, but they got rid of all of them. So then the president said, okay, if that's what y'all want, you got 48 hours to get out of my country. What the French then did is they sent mercenaries to the president's house. They raped his wife in front of him, and then they brought the two of them out, think of them as our punk big brothers that we always have to go help fight. But when I saw how ruthless the French could be when it comes to maintaining sovereignty over their currency, they don't play around with that. And most countries do not play around with their currency. So even with us in the United States of America, people are saying, well, you know, the petrodollar is going away, or they're trying to get into cryptocurrency and all that kind of stuff. Every trade on the stock market is settled in cash, okay? Not CFAs, not euros, not any of that. Cold, hard American dollars. And until that market stops taking dollars, the dollar will always be king, because the market is what's controlling global economies. And regardless of what geopolitical stuff is going on, every country in the world makes sure that their market is still marked. So
And that president you're talking about in Cote d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, his name was Laurent Gbagbo, who Obama told him he must step down. And the dispute was with the presidential election, where you had a person that actually lived in Burkina Faso who came down with the help of the French. His name is Quadra, Alassane Quadra.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to help initiate that.
Okay.
P-Rap, hold it, P-Ray. I know you just got off, everything's hot. I thought we had 90 minutes. We went to 4 or 2 hours. Hey, Bianchi, my 702 caller, I just plugged y'all out right now. We got 3 minutes because I want P-Ray to end his last 3 minutes so everybody can know where they can find you, Miss Black. Excellent hour. Again, you can go on the Martin Luther King Republicans Facebook page and check this out. We always live on Blog Talk Radio. You got us right there. You can P-Ray, where can they find you at? And the show also be on the Black Excellence Hour Network page and P-Ray's page also. But P-Ray, where can the people find you at if they want to get in touch with you? Where your social media links and all of that they can talk to you about?
Yeah, you can find me at Black Excellence Hour on Facebook. Shoot me a message. I get right back to you. You can also email me at EmancipatedChicago to turn Chicago bright red and get my Donnie back in office so that he can save America and make this country the birthright that our ancestors gave to us.
Yes, no. I'm having 2 minutes. Skip it. We had an outro song. But P-Ray, in the last 2 minutes, as we know, we had an off-the-cuff conversation. I'm going to end my last 90 seconds with this. Now, what's up with all these Black Republicans in Chicago ain't down with Trump? You know, this is how I feel right here. And I'm going to say it right here on my show. You know what I'm saying? If you are a Black Republican here in Chicago and you're not with Trump,
You're not considered a black Republican. How do you feel about that, P. Ray? How much
no, you are not. We're done with them because at the end of the day, the people who are saying that they're not for Trump are only doing that once again from validation from people who do not matter. And if you don't want to be for Trump, fine. Say you not for Trump, but do not speak on my behalf or do not speak for anybody in the black Republican movement here in Chicago because Trump brought us to the tent and we're going to put him back in his house where he belongs.
Right on, my lady. Okay, we're back again. Like I said, we're trying to fill this void that the great Mae Jackson left empty, and we're back. We've been on the air for what? We have a decade now. We've been over 10 years. We're going to keep it going strong. We're going to try to be a strong platform again. We're going to try to bring our lineup back. And I thank you all for seeing that we popped back on, for calling, and thank you for still following. Again, we're going to try to give P-Ray another day here so we can really get this information that she has out. She's on Sundays at VON. You can always find her on here. We're going to have her on this show. We're going to probably finish it up with an hour recap on the back. How about that, Pierre? Is that cool with you?
I'm loving it.
All right, all right. Well, thank you. And again, it's been a long time since we've been on the air. How do you know we ended, Ebony? Well, this is Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. And like we said, thank you for calling. And good night. And may your God be with you. All right, everybody. Thank you.
Amen.